to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, all guys, so go see my favorite host with the most, and we're on Spreading Humor.
Let's go, baby.
And I'm with...
What's up, everybody? It's Anna Wills on your screens, and welcome to Spreading Humor.
Hey, what up, it's your boy, Sile, Wizzy, Lama, Zinzi, Lama, Chichi, Lama, Lama, Dindi, Wudun, and Shade and Shade, man, and welcome to Spreading Humor. Guys, let's go. Yeah, check about a cabinet reshuffle. Or scanora packet and that's the wrong boo.
What if it's the last time you see him?
Hey, Marlene,
together.
Ah, well, the level link, but research check out the episode, Jeppy, kitchen, but it's change on that. After a double, I get to roll tongue. So please,
no, really.
Like if you are watching us and over like a tablet, over like a phone, but really, my winter, Salahon or Sanalamata, but not a man deep.
Dude, I saw Max, the poster on Twitter, and my heart literally sank. Because what do you mean, cabinet reshuffle? That could mean anything. Mm. Any show. Anytime is tea time.
What if Naga foot like?
I know nothing about my nastiness.
Munwana munwane.
What does that even mean?
You'll know.
Tell me.
Sima, let's go. How?
Anyway, new week, new thoughts. What's on your mind?
So lately, I've been thinking about, you know, Jacob Zuma being in the apes. I'm kidding. Mm. But he was mentioned, you know, in the Epstein files, allegedly. Well, not allegedly. You know, he went to London for some sort of conference. Mm-hmm. But when he got there, he didn't do anything. So obviously, as we all know, you know, Epstein's parties or...
Freak off.
No, man. Obviously, his event, there's always, you know, underage kids. What's the nice word for people that are short?
Or people who live with dwarfism.
Oh, people who live with dwarfism and they do like...
Shedulezile. The nicest way to say people are short is Zile.
People that are way shorter than Zile, you know. So, yeah, they're saying that, you know, Jay-Z got there. Aja, Atamaya, apparently he didn't do anything. But I don't believe that. Because looking at Jay-Z, he's done a lot of...
You say Jay-Z, you need to be specific because now people are going to be confused about which Jay-Z. And so we're talking about Jacob Zuma, bro. But also Jay-Z was there. But okay.
It's not like you hold. It's not far-fetched, you know.
So, you know, Jay-Z has, you know, allegedly R-worded women in the past. You know, he had a child with Lakthongxo when she was... Well, no, they started dating when she was, you know... still a bit young. So I can't put it past him and say, oh no, he didn't do anything. I think he got there. I sign an NDA and I'll never speak about this day.
Mike, Lina Ratodia saw. Mike,
so from the conversations, the emails, it was a preparations. So there isn't any confirmation if he actually went or he never went.
Right? What do you think, Dudu?
I don't think anything.
Why take the mic?
No, but she was trying to clarify that.
Marjorie, I think he went, and I feel like a lot more South Africans have gone. I think Faith Nketi has definitely been on Epstein's Island. Why would I think that?
Okay, let me ask this. Which South African celebrities do you think, like, would actually go there?
Ah, guys.
Faith.
And we're not saying they have.
We're not saying they have.
We're just saying, which ones
I'm
do you
saying,
think?
Right? Faith has a bit of a past. Okay. So, and this shit is all over Twitter, so don't come and say, oh my gosh, I'm not here. No, we saw that video she did with Davido, okay? We were there. So,
AI.
You know, I see AI.
Dala. What's not AI? AI. Are you living to get AI?
Shoot. So, I think she would go there to participate, you know, in a freak off.
You know what's crazy?
When it's my opinion also. Okay.
You know what? When I was watching the doc, one thing I realized is that, like, you might go there not thinking this is going to happen, especially as a woman.
Hey.
As a woman. What? No, hear me out. Hear me out. Okay. Some of the people went or no, there's this man who wants a personal massage when he's traveling around the world. Uh-huh. So, Simoke Unanor, I can really give you a fish.
And so much money.
And what I'm going to stay in a mansion. I'm not saying what some people didn't go with intention. I'm saying it's also possible that some people went, but who left one of the round team? Sure. So some people might have went and went in an instant. I'm going there. Because some people went on the island, did business, and left.
Exactly.
You find only Jay-Z wheel and did business and left. But we sure our South Africa. I got a buy Saris Kamonchangor. What really happens here?
Guys, Jacob Zuma, stop saying Jay-Z.
It's his nickname.
Jacob Zuma, yeah.
No, the people need to know. It needs to be like,
Jacob Zuma, guys. Yeah. But also, we're not saying that, you know, the victims that were involved in that whole thing deserved whatever happened to them. We were asked a question, which was, who do you think would go willingly? Zile, who do you think would go?
I'm just thinking.
Sima?
When are the Faith? Guys, to be quite fair, honestly, let me narrate down.
Maybe DJ Tira?
But they were doing like nasty shit on that island, bruh. Like eating babies.
For what?
Yeah, they said like babies taste like cream cheese. Like that's nasty. Like why are you comparing?
Wait, do they cook the babies?
Well, how they eat them.
Well, eat like, is a very...
They eating kids. They are... You know what? Guys, do you know what Epstein did? That bitch. You know what he did? Guys, do... Okay, you know what he did? There was a child in the sun. So, and then after that, he took a magnifying, and it was scorching hot. Took a magnifying glass, and it was burning her with it. Like, what the hell? How insane can you be? You know what?
So,
guys?
You know, when I was watching that, I was like, okay, sharp. I see. It's the same thing as Jeffrey Dahmer. The freak of one of them. So, I want to know, what type of childhood trauma do you have to go through to say, you know what, from now on, and I feel like it stems from childhood trauma.
Sure.
You find Mutola Mola, I feel like,
that's such a crazy thing to say.
I
feel like there is someone above Epstein that is more dangerous than Epstein. Because why would he document everything? Like have all the files of everything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm asking myself, like, what is so deep that they are hiding, that they have to, like, release these files? What more is happening behind these files? Why? They're trying to distract us with these files. That's what I believe. I feel like they're just trying to distract us from something way deeper that's happening.
I mean, you have a huge point because some of the things that Jeffrey got, I forgot his name. Oh my days. Are this millionaire can't create anything from here. Mm-hmm. So hence the files. The files were one day, I want to control Osima. When I was upload dealing, Arkina Kangi. So the files ne, were a thing of like to control other people. It was his tool to manipulate because one of his main character was the fact that he likes and knows how to manipulate people to the core.
Same.
And also, no, to be fair and honest, ne, saying or someone went there, you know, Valor, they did horrible things.
Dog.
Like they did horrible. Like, wait, guys, wanna horrible. Wanna, now, no opinion, one over 16, guys.
Guys, wanna 16, guys. Infants.
Imagine. Infants.
Wait, they were raping infants?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man. Like,
that's gonna,
the another youngest level. Victim still had an umbilical cord.
Oh.
Fuck,
you understand what the things that they were doing those people?
Guys, do you think Epstein is dead?
No, no, he's definitely still alive.
He's still on that island.
No.
Did you see his dead body? I've never seen a dead body that is so red in my life. Guys,
didn't they say that he hung himself?
Are you not, yeah?
Didn't they say that he hung himself?
No, he hung himself. Well, yes, so
but you know what? People get red easily.
But dead. You're supposed to be blue or...
Oh, yeah.
No color. You shouldn't have color.
You start losing blood and stuff.
Did you see his... Hey, I think we're still on that island, guys. I'm telling you.
I think so, too. I think, like, the world's, like, biggest leaders and politicians are hiding him somewhere. Tell me to say Cape Town. Are you sure Cape Town is, like, the biggest hotspot now?
Are you okay, Cape Town?
Hotspot day.
No, hotspot is in, like, all the... well, not foreigners. Yeah, foreigners. Yeah. Like, a lot of foreigners are coming to Cape Town for, like, vacation and stuff like that.
Most of them have houses this side, eh?
Anyway, on to more positive news. Our partners at Hollywood Bets are back with something absolutely incredible. They are running a promotion called Spinner League, and the prize pool is out of this world. Are you ready for this? Are you guys ready?
Woohoo! Let's go!
Super ready.
You can stand a chance to win your share of 240 million rand. Entering this competition is so easy. All you need to do is bet 4 rand or more on any of the Superfan Spinner League games on the Hollywood Bets platform. Every qualifying bet you place gives you a chance to score points, climb the ranks, and grab a piece of that epic 240 million rand prize pool. To get started right now, check the link for you in the pinned comment right at the top of the comment section. Just click that link to sign up. And of course, use our promo code MACG when you sign up. This is an incredible opportunity, but please remember, you must be 18 years old or older to participate. And I need you to please bet responsibly, only play with only play with that extra money. Period. Also, it's when you ask that question,
shout out Hollywood.
Do you mean shout out, guys? Do you mean would they go to like an Epstein party as like a Diddy party or like participate in like the
dark stuff that they are doing there?
You know what I think, hectic. You know what I think? You know how there's always an event, ne? When like there's an event, a normal event, there's always after stories. Or it happened after event in a relay guy. Like now, event in one way, dear. One of the things which the mangle muso tayang. Whatever big event happens, ne? Just know Ronald Mamma at war after Rientonil. So. Because this party is already dealing more anomaly on the dark things happen. You get me? Because the Diddy parties all along Munero will ever new Koya Kamoka. Until Lusuria, what? Ah, Mr. Rula, what? You understand? Yeah. Do you get my point, man?
Yeah.
Hey. But nah, I guess... Man.
I feel like I'm not saying that he would participate in like any weird or illegal activity. I think Kenny Kunene would go to like a Diddy party. Ooh. Right?
Okay. That sushi thing.
Okay.
That sushi thing.
I see him going there.
I'm a little bit better. The king of sushi.
Hey.
Okay. What's on my mind? There's a lot of things, so I'm going to try shuffle them. Number one, crisis in South Africa is going on.
Come on. No. We have water, guys.
Now.
Yeah, we do have water.
Now.
Last week, I look so fucking clean. What do you mean?
Now.
Yeah.
See, now.
Oh, there was a time I came to work without bathing and I looked clean too.
Well, that's a good thing,
child.
But anyways, all I'm saying is that... So here's the thing. Machiche na happy Melville.
Yeah?
Una mates.
Did you see the strike?
Most of my friends stay in Melbourne. They were like, no, we were soft launching a strike. A real strike is coming.
That was just a starter.
So, yo, there was such a shy strike.
Okay, it's fine. Blood, blood, water. What a mandashi. Yeah? He gives a speech. I hope I'm saying the right person here. Kwete Mandashe gives a speech. And he says, no. Kena ne? Panyaza. Kibang?
Panyaza li Sufi.
Panyaza li Sufi, yeah. Li Sufi panyaza. That's how I like saying it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why?
It's in my head, is better said okay. That way. Li Sufi panyaza.
So, why is he so sassy with this?
Yeah.
Ooh,
ah. Ow. Oh. I don't want to do sana. Oh, let out the kiss. Oh, I said, so, Panyaza li Sufi. Nina, odotsamakwa afitakwa are offer statement summits. We don't have water, even as we suffer from water. But now, when we don't have water, I know if I want to attend to certain commitments, I go to a certain hotel and shower and attend to my commitments.
So now,
so an average person, do you think utloya hoteling?
Really?
You see, that's why this people we have in leadership, one or everyone. Do you think an average person wanako Melville World first year akaya hoteling?
Really?
Is that how you think? Are those our leaders?
That is very unrealistic. Also, like, they know the amount of corruption that happens, you know, up there in the government. So they know that they're stealing NASFIS funds, Crown funds, so on and so forth. Mm. So now, where do they expect, you know, ordinary South African citizens to get money to just like go to Protea Hotel or wherever just to book a night just for Metinyana?
But let me tell you, so that you don't get scammed like us.
Let's get into it. On Spreading Humors, plugged in with Capitec, where millions of South Africans are banking better.
You think you're scam-proof? Never. Scammers have upped their game. Protect your cash with these four money safety tips. Number one, never pay upfront on online marketplaces for items you haven't seen in person. Don't hand over goods until the money reflects into your account. Don't be fooled by those screenshots. Mm-mm-mm. Number two, check before you tap. Fake messages, lookalike sites. These copycats are too slick. And AI, and with AI in their hands, they've upped their game. You know the drill. Only tap links from brands you trust and download apps from official app stores. Number three, deals that are too good to be true. Pressure to pay. Agency is very sus. Pause before you pay. Number four, invest in CoinShares. Opportunities that promise quick money, guarantee high returns without any risk. Mm-mm-mm, not in this life. Anyone offering this probably running a scam. For more tips, plug into Money App chat on WhatsApp. Plus, stand a chance to win data after completing a mini lesson.
That's the tea on Spreading Humors. Plugged in with Capitec. Bank on a better future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of corrupt politicians, I saw a tweet that was like, people should also, you know, the kids of corrupt politicians. And I wanted to hear you guys' opinion.
Where do the kids enter?
Fair.
No.
Because they were saying that the kids, even though, yes, they didn't do the corruption, they're eating the corruption money, like they're going to clubs,
and
spending
so
this money. But
it's not their choice that their dad is a corrupt person.
They didn't say dad go steal money.
No. I don't blame it on the kids.
The kids have nothing to do with it, guys. Unless the kids are also participating in this corruption shit. Exactly.
If you live on a mate to somewhere, then. If the kid is the one, papa. I can feel like I'm Melville Scarba family. Papa, we direct message. No. D48 Vampatiste Bill.
Oh, wow.
But anyways, that's about it. I feel like the water crisis in South Africa is coming out of hand. Mm. And since when I was driving in the radio, Kitilicher Metro FM, they were like, do you guys think we are experiencing water shading in South Africa right now?
Definitely.
Like, are we in that phase whereby, you remember when
like load shading
very I think we are also experiencing that with water.
Definitely.
Yeah. The way that scam ya how car no say apply the game.
Kiliguri.
Arakeng traka metsi, nkaraka traka metsi ke tlopop.
Let's invest.
Let's go fish blind.
You said there was a lot on your mind.
What so another thing, I saw our boy, but I'm not your boy. But anyways, unfortunately, he got into an accident. No, I'm just saying. That's why I refrain from saying that. Because But he got into an accident, bro. Like, when I saw that, my mood instantly changed. My friends thought I was going to package achas. Yeah, was, my heart was so sore, bro. Like, my heart was so sore. When I saw, when I, that car,
yeah, it's a venue.
Yeah, like, yo, when I saw it, I'm like, yeah, I know people will say, hey, what, but, man, koloi.
Dog.
But don't forget, or this person is saying, or I'm going to do this and go back home. Yo, whole day changes.
So, man, whole month, whole year.
Now, what's the number four breakdown? What's the prices? I'm trying to fix it. When I said, I just went home, Karela 50. Kapaka kolik. Karwok, level like TV, no. It was 6 o'clock when that happened. Because I felt so, like, I felt so bad. And one thing I didn't like, imagine everyone has an accident, guys.
Yeah.
But now, imagine you are ghost, ne? And now, my toy, but yeah, ghost to be, yeah, what? He didn't even announce.
It's a prank. Like, fuck you. What do you even mean? Like,
we knew he had an accident based off other people.
Mm-hmm.
Ongisha. And this is what I was saying, or it's not a problem that we are facing problems. The problem is when we face them, it's like, you guys. And you're like, inka damba cheriaka. But na got kala ba damba kai wen. But for damba every day.
Oh, na I dump them. Yeah. Whoa.
So all I'm saying is that, like, dumping happens every day.
Yeah.
Cheating happens every day. Everything happens every day.
Yeah.
But because it's this person. How many times have you seen an accident motelengwa fate? But because.
And it sucks when, like, people are, like, waiting for your downfall. Like, they're waiting for, like, something bad to happen. And once it happens, they're like, yeah, finally.
Mm. But I'm just glad I see how safe, sharp. But I wouldn't wish that to anyone, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it could have taken
you. I get what you're saying, and I agree. But, like, after getting into an accident, who takes a picture with their car like that?
I mean, guys, it's ghost to be really. Come on. I get that, but you know, Ghost Dog, he will take every opportunity and make it a thing, literally.
Fair enough. But
yeah, no.
Would you do that?
No.
Would you do that?
Dude, straight after an accident.
Dog, I would literally be crying in a corner. What do you mean? I just crashed that BMW. What?
And now you're going to pose in front of the car. Pose.
Guys, sometimes you must find sugar in the hand. What does that mean?
I think you're saying the wrong one.
You know what I'm trying to say, ne? There's pudding in the pot. Something like
that. Hi. Yeah,
okay. Something like, I understand.
No, there's a silver lining.
No. I understand you more. It's already bad, ne? I might as well just
make it a thing.
Yeah, like just whether I take a picture or don't take a picture, that won't fix my car.
Fair.
You get me? So why not? But anyway,
I'm saying, I mean, he needs that money to fix that car. So, man, we'll be right, Kirsty.
But yeah, now irkevule leka yung ish na kaya gashajala. Simo, what's on your mind? You're saying, "Chebe, 1 minute."
Woo!
TikTok market na shashala FC.
You are the face of shashala.
I mean,
yeah. Kinyaga ni pili siya chongwa la shashala. Take one before shooting. Yeah. But one thing I noticed is that Justin 99 and PC's careers now, and I might be wrong, disclaimer, are skyrocketing. For me, I like because the way they're moving. I like how they present themselves. Like, they're like, not that they were never superstars. They were. But now the level of superstardom that they're at right now, it's on a different peak.
Now that they've
separated. Mark Zuckerberg, these are the top songs. And these people used to be together, but now they're like separated. I don't know if the formula is, let's be a duo first, grow and get to where we want to be, let's separate. Or let's start as individuals. But I feel like being a duo for them made them for us to know them and separate. They separate at the right time.
That's true.
Especially because they're not fighty, you know? And I even saw it with the guest we had last week.
Danya,
the way he's moving, it's like,
yeah, no, like he's doing crazy.
You might be onto something about like duo separating, because like I think I even told with like Destruction Boys. After they separated, like their solo careers like went up there, you know, all of a sudden like they Babizan gigging overseas. Because there was a point where like Gom was like quiet. Mm. Then fine, but separate, then now it's back. So sometimes separation is the best thing. Even with a break, not a breakup, a relationship.
Yeah.
Once you leave that stupid ex of yours, you'll see your life will flourish.
Okay. Oh. Ah. But anyways, little Black Motion. Murder.
Okay, but yeah. There only one person is flourishing. Unless okay, the other one is too.
Fucking shut up. Like he's
fair.
You know, I see another link. The other one. Hey, okay, great. And the one who the other one, not murder. You know the story. I'll just tell the story.
When they alleged that he fucked some girl or something like that.
No, no, it's not some girl. Come on. Zodo Avant.
How?
That's something Tad would say.
Literally.
But yeah, man, I just like the fact that their careers are doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of them. I know this is not piano pass, but like if that's it's a move that's happening, and I feel like maybe if now we want to grow, and that from a DJ career, you know, we just chose me and Yanda, you know, to take different paths. Kanti, that was all part of the plan.
Hmm.
That's based off my observation, eh?
Yeah. It's pretty dope. You gotta see.
Yeah, if you're at home and you're with your boy who is doing music, it's better if you guys team up, you'll separate lift up in Fanak.
Anyway, what's on my mind, guys? It's not a question, Zile.
Oh, sorry.
Like, what's on my mind? It's Cassinets. Like this. Era he's in. I don't know. I think he's glowing. I think he looks better without the dreads. I don't want to lie. Like, you know. But his energy is just darker.
Fair. His aura. You
know, his aura is like darker. Now. I don't know what's going on. And that journal. Like, what is happening with the journal? Like, why is he always like holding that thing? Like, what was happening?
Because
he
went to like
fashion. What runway? And he was holding like a journal the whole time. And I'm just like, what is that? Like, could you not have kept that in your car? Like, what is this era? Do you know? Because you're like a YouTube person. Like, I want to know.
I mean, So
are you telling me after that breakup,
like number one, and but that breakup was the one you longer him kawati leman. Basadi muna magadi yaro na anor guena engineer osiyo ano ano tumalu kisha engineer so kalaba kalam sadi because you never thought or abe this person over ni kala rao at some point to mutoe cage like kisha mar at some point to mutoe minute kala rao man on kisha and now udi so and also him cutting the kuri itile the same time saupola it's mafia thon whereby.
Yeah.
But when I check on TikTok, people have theories.
Yeah.
People feel like, and allegedly, people feel like joining the other side.
Yeah.
And people always have theories. And I remember when if you check the video of when I'm cutting the dreads, LeBron James, somebody lowkey weakness, and what it symbolizes, but you can't.
They're taking his power.
Yeah, so, because in the Bible, Samson. So that they can take away his power.
Sure.
You get me? Mm. And people are saying, or you can't be cloned if you have threats. Mm. Something like that.
Really?
Yeah, on TikTok, they're saying, or every time they want to clone someone, they take out your hair and they put on. But these are the things people are saying in the thing. And he disappeared and he came back in a video, Jaden Smith, in a red room.
What was that situation?
Like, come on,
even?
It is done, bro. It is done.
And so, they were screaming.
Yeah, like, what is he joined this? Something, or he's in there. And all these things can be that genuinely alleged because people are saying this because why Utamaka book out your vignette everywhere? You're not the... Everywhere with
what is it? Vivienne. His brand.
His brand is Vivienne.
He has a new brand, a clothing brand.
Vivienne, no? Yeah.
But I mean, he's trying new things, guys. Why are you guys clowning him for having a clothing brand? What's wrong with that?
And but also, Kai was light.
Yes, man.
Kai was like, imagine not knowing so good tomorrow.
And he would go to like awards, and when he sees Ugutiala, that's his own new art. deuces, and he'll be out. And he was so lively, man.
Now he's like, now he's like, my bodyguard.
He's like, Kanye West now is so.
I was about to say, because like after Kim and Kanye divorced, Kanye also went through like a very dark phase. Like he wasn't Ye anymore. Like even the music he was making was just. Like, it was weird. He was very demonic because he went through that whole Christian phase, you know. The light. Sunday, maybe Sunday church service, I think, something like that. And then after that, he just started making really, like, dark music. So I think with Kai, it's just, like, a really bad breakup because I genuinely think he loved that girl.
I think he looks good, though, without the dreads.
I bet, awesome.
He looks... But his aura is just.
No, I'm just asking. I'm just listening. Because I'm a teenager, I'm a bad person.
But why are you looking at me like that?
Because I'm a little bit.
Yeah, but his aura is weird. I don't know what's going on.
I hope not.
Please, God, please. I really hope he didn't join the other side.
Not Kai, bro. I hope they didn't have Kai, bro.
I hope they don't get Speed.
Imagine Speed as a Mali.
Oh wow.
That's a mile puka ya vivi.
Uka rejeri tamate.
Marani.
Agarbar.
Agarbar.
Marani. TikTok yo namu na siyo. I can't say this joke. I wish I saw this joke before.
But anyway, guys, we have an amazing guest today. Woo-hoo! One of the funniest people you might know. Give it up for Abuti Lolo.
Let's go. Let's go.
Thank you for coming.
Heaven.
No, like,
thank you for having me. This was such a great episode, guys. It was so much fun. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, like, thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate it too.
And for the people who don't know you.
What's up? Is it the lights are too bright, ne?
Angaz.
Oh, I was.
But it's okay. From the tops. Thank you for coming.
Okay.
But anyway.
Oh, for those who don't know me.
Yeah. Yes.
For those who don't know me, my name is Abuti Lolo, stand-up comedian and MC.
Okay.
You still MC? You know.
What must happen?
Oh, okay.
What must happen?
I know everything.
When West Bank wants their money. Yeah. You'll do everything. Profile kekana. Yeah, when the need arises, especially closer to month end. Holy sharp stand-up comedian.
Oh, better.
Hey, how better your social media influencer.
Yeah. That's how I do the song, actually. Yeah?
Same.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Even me.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean, even you? Like.
Like.
Were you sending that video to someone, or that idea just came?
I can't remember how it started.
Mm.
I think it was Cosmo.
Yeah.
When I recorded, because I heard it a few times and I was like, yeah, I really like. And then I was like, man, hey, why are we enjoying the girl? Because you know, when you're in the club, sometimes not yet the video.
True.
I talk into camera for part L. Iko Ntwele. Selfie mood. I got a recorder one time.
Yeah.
And then I got a recorder. Kai poster. Ka mistake. Right. You've never posted a mistake.
No.
Like, as in, you've taken a video of something and you didn't mean to post it, but you're just like, let me just post it.
That's a mistake.
And see.
But that's not a mistake.
Customers always write.
You mostly prefer emceeing in the club or at a concert or like what's your usual vibe?
Not in the club. Never in the club.
What? Never.
Yeah, but never. Yo, the club is difficult.
Ish.
As opposed to open air festivals, music festivals. Club is difficult. Club is whack. Club is where you walk out knowing if this thing you can do it or not.
That's why they have towels, MCs.
Do you know how difficult it is to ask people a simple question like why ngalale makhaya and then they don't answer you? The easiest question in South Africa.
Yeah.
Why ngalale makhaya? You at least expecting five people ask for ngalale makhaya la the whole club three
thing.
So then you must end up answering yourself asifuna ngalale
makhaya.
I think it's difficult. Oh, the club, South African clubs. Mm-mm.
Yeah, we are strict, especially the Rangon.
You see,
we are Rasalo.
The more VSOP costs, the stricter they are, those people. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Ay, 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 ay.
What?
So, emceeing in the club. Mm-mm.
What's been like your most horrific emceeing story at the club?
Yo.
And where?
Mm-mm, kasi rewe, kos kisanyaka booking yung mga.
True.
Hey, Mara, there's this one where they don't respond. They don't, like, at all. I'm saying to even Kespa in your vest, like, we all cry with each other afterwards. Or when we get the booking,
one man show.
But there's a few of them, like even Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an absolute, like, 100% amazing time when I was like in Cape Town for 5 days, and out of all 5 days I'm like, yo, we had fun over here. Like, you'd find maybe 3 of the days, and in that 3 of the days 2 of them you're working hard. There's no easy day in Cape Town clubs.
Yeah,
Cosmo, where you just walk in and then you say hello and everybody not to Cape Town.
Cosmo, get Cosmopolitan.
You respond to everything. How many people hit you? Take your nonsense song over there, or record it, enjoy it, post it on TikTok. TikTok thinks it's moving. Your song is a hit. But I try these three clubs when you come on.
So, how did you go from engineering to stand up comedy?
So one of my friends back home in Secunda started this thing, comedy. Because go Secunda, there's no comedy.
Okay.
So he started this thing out. He wanted to host these comedy nights, you know, in your small Nyana club, pubs, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it was sort of structured in a talent show format where everybody who performs anything could come and perform. So he called me one night and he saw me go cracking, actually.
Mm.
For those of you who don't know, I'm going to crack. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
So, ang pano ko cracking, I think I was emceeing a youth conference or something. And then he texts me, he's like, hey man, we're having this thing. Don't you want to come? I'm like, hey, do you want me to come and emcee? He's like, no. Can you come and perform stand-up comedy? I'm like, hey man, I don't know how to perform stand-up comedy. And then this dude is like, he sends me the breakdown of how you write a joke and the whole structure of it. And then we go through it and fine. I come with a 5-minute set. I perform a 5-minute set, I enjoy it, and then I start doing stand-up comedy from there. Then I start reaching out to guys, comedians on this side, Bo Ebenezer, rest in peace, guys like that. And I'm like, yo, guys, I'm from Secunda, I'd like to do stand-up comedy. Then they're like, no, all you need to do is come to Joburg and ask for 5-minute slots. And whenever they say yes, you just do the 5 minutes until you have a name. So I used to do that. So I'd drive from Secunda, come do 5 minutes, drive back. Go to work, come back to 5 minutes for a good year. I think I did that, and then I finally started getting bookings. And at some point, my bookings were good enough to cover whatever I was earning at Cecil. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Hey,
where do you level guide bookings?"
Kashava, the deputy said, "Cecil, car no more. Car resign. Gone."
Which gig when they paid you like yes, sis. Fuck engineering, mo. Like, how much was it?
It was Mpumalanga Cultural Fest. It was my first gig that paid me
25K
for a 15-minute set. Understand the bank account needs to be young. Drilling that weekend.
But I'd keep the change. Change in the run.
It's 4 times I'm shocked to donate, let's say 15 sometimes.
I don't know. Really,
it was my first time saying yes to Ranta.
Yeah,
hope.
Nah, I'm a
15 someone, I fed 15 kids.
But have you always wanted to be like a stand-up comedian? Like,
no.
Always?
I didn't even know stand-up comedy for the largest part of my life.
Is it?
I didn't know. I think I discovered stand-up comedy kabo properly. Kabo Trevor Noah when he was doing Daywalker. But even when I was watching Daywalker, I never watched it from a perspective of one day I'd like to do this. I always watched it from this is beautiful.
Yeah.
I love this and I can watch more of this. But it was never from a point of, I would like to do this one day.
Mm. It's on the UFC. Oh, level is, yeah, this is dope. But I still give it a time.
Until one day you discover Ronaldo, I'm cut a strong.
Yeah, I mean, besides the money for sure. Né?
Yes.
What's one thing that made you to fall in love with it? Comedy.
The power of making people laugh.
Mm.
I consider it like something as a supernatural power.
Yeah.
Like just to be able to walk into a room of people who are facing different issues. They have their own flaws, their own whatever they're going through at that time.
Yeah.
And just to walk up on stage and say something.
Yeah.
And be able to make them laugh. And then be able to make them keep quiet. And then make them laugh again. And then you throw in one lie that's a sad story. And then they're like, oh.
Yeah.
And then you come back and I'm like, no, I'm lying, guys. My father's still alive. And they're like,
see,
I love that power. That is what I enjoy the most about stand-up comedy. The ability to take people through different emotions, but in the end, to make them laugh is what I enjoy.
Hectic.
Oh, no, that's dope, man.
So in our generation, we have like a lot of overnight sensations due to like TikTok, so on and so forth. So how difficult would you say is it to become like a very successful comedian in this country?
It's not difficult at all. It's actually, I think it's easier now. It's more difficult for older comedians to become successful than it is for newer comedians to become successful because older comedians are stuck to their traditional ways of trying to do comedy. And those traditional ways, they limit you in terms of how South African audiences are. South African audiences follow people that they see all the time.
For
sure. So I always tell, like when you're speaking to comedians, I always tell them that the comedians who are most successful now are those who people have access to all the time. For example, if you take someone like Tsitsi, Tsitsi will always be able to sell out venues. Why? They see him enough to be able to fall in love with him. But other comedians who are in the industry that they don't see that much.
Oh, celebrity chahale.
Chahale. Abasarakadi ticket because they don't see them as much as they used to. So that love and that affection and that thing, that desire of wanting to see someone is gone. So for someone like Zile, if Zile decides now he wants to become a full-on stand-up comedian, and he can release a poster next week for Gold Reef City in June. By the time it's May, he would have sold out that Saturday and he would have maybe opened up a Friday or even a Thursday for that matter because of how the South African audience is now. So it's easier for new guys who are doing the right things to become successful over us who are still stuck to traditional ways. Like you find a comedian is new. I know the followers, but I'm not going to stage already. Please don't record me.
I understand.
They know why they're doing it. They have their own reasons. Marokasir only zile unali 2 months with stand-up comedy and then you are telling people, please don't record me. Then how does the world get to know who you are? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I think newer guys have that advantage because newer guys want to be recorded. They want they want everything. They're starting their own podcast. They're on TikTok. They're doing things to get numbers going.
I mean, speaking about starting your own podcast, I saw you did, you have a podcast with Kapo.
Yeah.
How's that going? How did that idea come about also?
So Kapo and I have been doing content for a while.
Yeah.
And then we decided that we also need to have something that is more sustainable for both our careers. And we thought that a funny podcast would work because I don't think we have enough funny podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I think we do have a gap over there as opposed to the podcast of Wadi Tabatabatu and what.
Burri Naso.
Lo Naso.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. That guy's whack, man.
He's trash.
He writes rubbish music. He doesn't stop. What are the kids saying? Man?
No, the one is dating this one.
Who did they look up to, man? Shit.
I mean, that also sells. Eh?
No, I'll be honest with you. In terms of our podcast, it's growing, but it's not growing as fast as it could because of we know that we're supposed to be doing that and we're not doing that.
Mm.
And reason being is because my tongue is very loose. So I try my best not to speak about people because I cross a line and then they hate her afterwards. So I don't want to live in that world. I want to live in a funny world where I just do comedy and do emceeing and be able to walk out of a club without beefing with someone, because now I start beefing with you and then Harkopan, then I'll beef with Siras because go roha still.
I think I was speaking with Mac, my man, ne? We had the exact same conversation, because I think I experienced that when I entered. Ne? But I realized as time went by, or when you do podcasts, you are bound to. You are genuinely bound
and
to.
And that's about where the challenge comes in. And I've been thinking about this a lot. And to be honest, I've been thinking about it through your guys' experiences over the last year and some of the ups and downs you guys went through, is that unfortunately the space that we are in, and it's very quick to make a mistake. And you don't wake up in the morning planning. Like, I came here, I didn't wake up with the plan. It was never my plan. But it can happen that during our conversations, we speak about people who don't pass and get a McG, and then all of a sudden, And then next week, that thing trends, and then somebody else who has a low self-esteem also clapping Len, I'd say personal, and then all of a sudden they blow up the thing. And now all of a sudden it's a huge thing. Limek Jillian is on his podcast.
Wait, dog, why is he speaking like that?
I'm sure he smells like shit all the time. And it's a beef between him and I.
Now it's a shit show.
It's a problem. You see how it all starts. But then I didn't wake up that morning thinking that McG is my plan. However, he became part of the thing. And then we went over it, we laughed, and then it became an offensive thing.
For sure.
And then people are now watching from the other side once the thing is done. And it's easy once the thing is done to watch it and be like, you were never supposed to do that. Mm-hmm. But you were never in that thing. You know, when the first time when you guys faced a situation in Lego Russia, the first time when I noticed it. My first thought was, I will not write about these people. I didn't comment anywhere. I didn't write anywhere. Mm. Like, my thing was, when I saw it happen in my mind, I was like, hey, Mara, if it were me, am I really safe enough to say I was smart enough to see the red flags? I wouldn't have been smart enough, especially if there was a paycheck involved, because how many paycheck lead the red flag the ago sighting? Even if Zanzu had to call me today, Abutilola, are you available to come and MC or DJ here? I'd still go, even after the scandal, you understand that? Because I know I'm not better than the situation. And I'm not better than the fact to say that I can always have the, how can I say, the moral ground to always be in the right. I observe, and I always say this, that I'm always in the right place to be wrong all the time. With anything at the moment.
Nice quote.
With anything that can happen, understand? Because why? We want to grow. And we want to be better. And to be better, you have to, at some point, make mistakes. Because if you play safe, you will always be Zile 2015. You'll never reach Zile 2026 because of the safe bubble that you have, knowing that I can never ever make a mistake. I can never ever do wrong because of the brand that I have. Yes, we want to protect our brands. We want to build our brands. But unfortunately, there comes a time where you just want to do something that breaks out. And your breaking out can also be that thing that makes you trend. And then you're like, why did I do?
And that's the way your career starts.
Oh, I understand.
Because you know how Kaizenet got famous? Mm-hmm. When he was streaming, on a stream. A rat came and in his back room, and that's how, and he got the video got like famous. And every time people would come to his live stream and say, "Yo, where's the rat? You live in a field," and he blew up from there. Imagine.
Because of
a rat. Yeah, because of a rat. That's crazy, right?
That is wild.
You'd be so embarrassed. But why would I do
that?
Why are you wrong? The Bronx.
And then that man afterwards, like, most South Africa is when I come and walk around like he's better than us.
Stand up, have you ever had like a terrible crowd?
There is no comedian who doesn't face that.
Mm. And how did you deal with that?
You don't. You say goodnight. You say goodnight. That, like when you perform, I've realized, even, you know, even on nights when I kill,
mm-hmm.
you can see some people.
No.
But like, I always say that at every show I perform, especially at theaters where I can see the whole crowd, there's always about 3 to 5 women who are like in the front row. And usually, they don't hear a thing that I'm saying. Every time. Like, without fail. There's just one woman you can see her with a nice weave row. Like, okay, prepare, look, she has a nice house, probably a nice husband. Mara. She's not hearing a thing I'm saying. Ke switch language, ke ska bua English, ke kena ka mosizulu ang shebe fela. But you always have those shows, especially awful ones. They do come, and they come unexpectedly, and they come when you're at your high, when you're at your neck at say he's a no,
and then you do a flop,
and then you just do one kicking and you feel it or do melang. And then you're like, man, driving home on a CVR or conjo degree engineer.
Yeah!
Last time, key, what available? Baby! Are we free, mate?
Yeah!
I wonder if it's a number just a soul.
You'll remember those steps.
You log in details, you LinkedIn or no.
Okay, update a LinkedIn.
So, but how do you, like, when you get on stage, né? By the moment you say hi, you feel around globally?
Not necessarily, hey. But you can feel it. I think every comedian has a sort of a timer in their heads, hore. If I haven't made them laugh at this time, for many comedians, it's after a minute.
Okay.
If I haven't made them laugh within a minute, and you're speaking about that big laugh, then you know, hore,
something.
There's a problem over here. I'm going to have to dig deeper than what I thought. And then you try to dig deeper. And sometimes when you dig deeper, it works. Hey, but sometimes when you dig deeper, man, you can feel, rise. This one is just the grave. Yeah. Deeper you go, yo, the harder your death is. Yo.
So, with the MC, there's a bit of. Ay, man, come on.
Yeah, iPhone 17.
Chop, this whole time she was hoping somebody calls.
Hey, Siri, call me around. After 5 minutes, call me. They must see this. And if I don't answer, call again.
In fact, you didn't have a question. It was just perfect.
No, I didn't have a question. What the MC, there's a lot of backlash. When an Oli says you sexualize the whole thing a lot. So how did you deal with that?
I don't.
But
I don't.
Like, you know what? And especially with regards to me, I don't perform with these kids.
Okay.
And you don't book me with these kids. And you'll never book me and say, hey, Munna, we're having a kiddies fest. Please come and MC. And then Linda Kifike, that girl, you understand? So I do my thing in a nightclub. I do it in an adult environment. Mm-hmm. And where I do this thing, it is allowed. And it is 100%. In fact, they prefer that over many other things. They prefer the provocativeness. They prefer the vulgarness because it is a world where we are free and we are free to imagine and we are free to do things. So it is in that environment where we can speak about guys and girls and sex and things like that. But I will never take this thing and take it to where kids are or to an environment where it is not allowed. Where we do it, it's where it's permitted and where it is wanted. So people then will take whatever clips they take and pretend as if this is the gospel that we preach when we wake up in the morning. Ka ito saying ki go to primary school. So the reason why I don't entertain it is because wherever I do it, I am not wrong where I do it. So I do not owe anybody an apology for it or anything, because where I do it, it's right where I do it. Because where I do it, it is the same place where they play WGFT. It is the same venue.
Getting fat tonight.
I understand. It is those venues. Hey, yo, what the fuck? So backlash, we're getting it from people who think they're better than us, who feel like they have more moral standings than we do, and they're better humans than we are, than that heaven is their father's place. Okay, maybe it's their father's place because they believe God is their father, but they believe it's also their mother's place. You know? So we're dealing with those people, and those people, they pop up even when you're not doing things that are wrong. Especially with me in social media, really, Mina, I just wake up in the morning and I find a new hater for no reason. I mean, so it's my life.
I was just about to ask you that. There was a boy who did a video about you. Like, no. Maybe you didn't see. I saw it though. I saw it like 2 days ago. And I was like, I saw it and I'm like, okay, how does one, like you, especially if someone's talking shit about you, how do you handle such things? I wanted to ask you that.
With him, first of all, I went to go view his profile.
You went?
Yeah. He's an upcoming artist somewhere. So, he's looking for numbers. So, I was like, hey, let me not entertain him because the numbers are kind of high. No, I came half full. And then all of a sudden, next thing, so I saw that video of his and then I was like, hey, my brother, do your thing. Hopefully it works out for your career.
Yeah.
And I left him like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm also a person who knows when to choose. I choose my words carefully.
Yeah.
Especially on social media. So I base them on, is this thing really that important to me? This fight currently.
Yeah.
Is it that important that I must actually fulfill it? Take out my true colors or what? And then I'll sometimes analyze. I'm like, Mutu ang the next. So, other day on Twitter, Nota swore me out of nowhere. Our quote, why are you starting me now?
What did he say?
I just said, what? Fatso or something like that. Out of nowhere.
Fatso or fat soul?
Fatso.
As in S-O-U.
No, as in F-A-T, then S-O.
Oh, fatso.
Yeah, so he was trying to start something with me. I'm like, hey, Nota. No, I won't give you the time of day because you're not that important to me in my life. So whatever you're starting with me now is not going to happen. But if it had continued, Lynn at some point, I was going to break.
I wonder if Kakaela not tell
next.
But like, does it ever like trigger you whenever people like talk about your weight and say bad things?
90% of the time, no. But there are times where it can get to me.
Yeah.
And maybe those times don't have to be because of exclusively because of social media, but it can also be doing with the fact that my life at that time, something's going wrong.
Oh, yeah. I feel that.
And then it's just like, hey, little na man lang tina, what is the issue? So they do sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do, but most times they can never defeat me. Especially if they're commenting from their original profiles. We can go the whole day, but if it's the ghost account, it's just like,
I once got a hater, someone. I can check a CD when I got CD check on cracking and such hour, push up business, bruh. And Mahalab, I wonder, Mona Mahalab and say to Ukala and Alina. Come on, bro.
And most of these people that pick on us on social media, if you actually had to have the time to get involved in their lives and see who they are, you'd feel exactly like that. You'd feel sorry for all of them.
Mm.
You feel sorry for all of them because you're just like, hey, Mona, you are here calling me fat. How na listening? Like, bra, come on.
Pula is hot.
Pula is out.
I don't know.
I want to know though, like when and how did you learn to grow like such thick skin? Because it looks like nothing bothers you. Like you don't give a fuck, eh?
I don't. Throughout my childhood, because I've always been big.
Really?
So, yeah, I've always been.
Such a, oh.
So I've always been fat from you know, as far as I can remember. So you must know that whatever I've been dealing with has been coming through from primary school to high school, you understand? So there was a time in my life where I couldn't speak any Vinec. I could only speak English. So you must know there was another thing I was dealing with. So I was dealing with the fact that other black kids hated me. And then worse, I'm in an English Afrikaans school. So it's also battles with Afrikaans kids who are bullying me. So you grow up through all of that. And at some point you learn, right? If they give, you must also give.
Yeah.
It's like when you come from like Brakpan. There's nobody who's from Brakpan who doesn't know how to fight. So that's where, so you're up, all of those things you learn, man. These people, they can't defeat me. And you also learn that my life is too precious for me to allow it to be disturbed by unknowns and people that I don't know and people that don't have a factor in my life. Because with all those things that are going so well, and then you're still going to be disturbed by somebody online who's going to come and tease you.
Yeah.
So I like I am afraid. So kagika, kena lipose grande, kena limsado pila. Or understand that like the lot saka dia rana, and then I must be disturbed by someone who doesn't have a ceiling. You playing?
But I mean, based off what you're saying, I can pick up or you are like tapped in a way. And I was thinking, like he's tapped in. So I want to know, especially the comedians your age, how important is it like to be tapped in? Because most of them they don't give a damn, bro.
Fair.
It's damn important.
Yeah.
It's damn important. You know the thing about being in the arts is at some point you get involved so much in the arts that you forget that you also have a life. You understand? Like, because you're doing your influencer gigs and then next thing you need to come and record an episode. Then the next thing you guys are on tour somewhere. Then it's your own private tours, your own campaigns and whatnot. You get caught up in that so much that you forget that apart from that, there's a life I need to build.
Yeah,
as a Yanda or as a Zile, as a Sima. And that you don't tap in enough to remember that the reason why we're doing this is because of something else. Mm-hmm. And that's why then you find that you don't take this bread as serious as supposed to take it, because you now don't realize that this is the bread that's supposed to pay for your home. And then your DJing gigs is your bread that's supposed to pay for your car. And your influencer gigs is your bread that's supposed to pay for you to be able to go overseas. Or if you get pregnant now, be able to do the abortion if you want to. Or invest that money into a thing for your child that is coming. But if you don't tap in, then every night when you go out, get the champagne.
What's funny?
What's that? Ah, abortion. Kibualuena, Khansi. Kibualuena. Kibualuena, Khansi.
Why would you say that out of all things? Like, you know, it's like such a random thing to say.
It's not random.
I'm talking about the choices that you have in life.
Yeah.
So when you're tapped in, you have these options. And you'd have the fees to be able to do what you need to do when you need to do it. But if you are not, then you just be doing things and then 10 years is gone. Next thing, we're celebrating Zile 10 years in the industry, but nothing to show for it.
That's not looking like arch.
Understand. Or somewhere, somehow, whatever you're doing, in whatever way you are doing it, it when it comes to life, you can show it. Or even if tomorrow you must pass away, God forbid, and your family asks us for donations, and social media people start, oh, nyaka di donation, nanali podcasting, we can say, maranalwana, he tried. He tried kadi archer, he tried kadi podcast, he tried kadi beef, he tried in all manners.
Kadi beef, yeah. I don't understand. Beef. That one.
So that's why I say that it's important, so, because we have life after whatever it is that we're doing over here. We need to live and we need to be able to fulfill whatever childhood dreams we had and build whatever legacies it is that we want to build.
Mm.
Fair. I get that.
Wow. So, Ikuphi? Ngilahlile.
No.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
So you've said your biggest desire is for people to feel comfortable with themselves by laughing at you and the little pain you have encountered growing up. Is there a specific story from your childhood in Secunda that always hits home with your audience?
I said that. What did I say?
I got a profile.
I don't give a damn. But now what was... No.
Kakung. What did you say that?
No, do I?
Can brief you from my home?
He's reading a chapter from my corporate profile. No, the thing about my comedy, and it's very self-deprecating. So I make a lot of jokes about myself, a lot of jokes about my size. So I tell stories about how I grew up and things that I faced growing up, like little challenges and challenges like not being able to attend parties that have white plastic chairs.
Isn't.
Has always been like my problem. That's white plastic chair myself.
That's the last.
That's why I said. When you're fat, nobody laughs at you. Like, they just look at you. Instead, like, they all just look at each other. And so those are the stories that I tell. Like, I tell stories about, like, when I was a kid, other kids would be buying clothes from the kiddie section.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, other kids are buying Boma Superman, Batman, whatever. Now they go men section.
Bob the Builder.
Understand? I'm not a superhero. Hero, I can kick with a montage. Like, I want to rave.
Yo, we.
Now, only 5 more minutes.
There's no child who is 6 years old that's supposed to be acquainted with Stone Harbor.
Quicksilver.
Jeep. Why is it a Jeep? Una li 7. Jeep. Hey, got casual Jeep. We're not going to follow on Jeep. And I keep asking you, why are you wearing my daddy's car?
No. I'm tomorrow, I'll tell you about my identity. And Jeep.
My tata family. Oh, no, hula on this book. Because if it's day, you always look like you're inspired by farmers. That's the only clothes you can wear.
If you speak about clothes, bro. Now, recently, what is the inspiration of costumes or the way you, that thing where you wear costumes and you walk and you play? So, where does that inspiration come
lifestyle.
From?
Lifestyle.
Lifestyle. Lifestyle. Where did that idea come from?
It comes from You're Not Funny, our podcast.
Mm. Oh.
So we have different wardrobes that we wear, and then came across this dope suit, Yama Blomo, and I thought, no, I'd like this to be my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is proper.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I mean, garden, okay.
But I garden or Gisha Achakamo.
Did you start making fun of yourself? So, how do I ask this?
Ask it.
But how?
You beat them to it.
Yeah, like you beat people.
Don't necessarily beat them to it. Uh-huh. It's just that I can do it better than them. So I always tell the story. I love it when people quarrel me, because sometimes you give me my next line that's going to make me so much money. Because you come through with the fire line. I'm like, I can say this better than you when I'm on stage. And then I use it. And the reason why I started doing self-deprecating jokes was when I was a kid, I remember I was watching backstage. And then Fats was there trying to do stand-up comedy. And he was joking about everything else. And then I think his first 2 sets, he died horribly in the story.
Mm.
And then somebody came and told him, yo, man, why don't you go on stage and start making jokes about yourself? Then he went on stage, started making jokes of himself. And then he killed. And then, so years later, now when Patty's like, let's do stand-up comedy, it was the first thing I remembered. Or conjured, I man. And then I was like, let me try this thing. And that has always been my angle. Because I always feel like, me making jokes about myself,
allows the room to be open enough to be real about themselves.
Mm.
So then when I start speaking to people in the crowd, they're also like, but it's fair because he speaks about himself.
So we
can allow him to also take jabs at us and be real about whatever it is that is happening.
Mm.
Makes sense.
You've shared stages with like big comedians, you know?
Mm.
And how do you make sure that you stand out?
Sure. And they've also shared stages with me.
Mm.
I think, you know, I don't know, but it also has to do with how I carry myself, which you should imagine is tough.
Thanks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I keep on holding myself back, man. And I'm like, you know, I do not. Because when you say sharing a stage, I'm like, hey, Sima, come on.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, which stage is this? This is going to be a huge stage. Stadium stages.
So, will you help me? So I can just take out.
I think my aim is always to be funny enough to be remembered. So even in my writing style, I always write with a manner of how will they remember this gag?
Mm-hmm.
And how will they remember my set? What is it that they will remember from that night of comedy? Then they'll be like, hey, Marastula Sele, you. When he joked about KFC, you understand? Mm-hmm. So that's how I always try to stand out.
Okay.
Just to be remembered.
I mean, he's been, eh? I think I knew Abdullo when I was, varsity days. And now you've been killing. You've been really? killing.
Oh,
before, when having 6,000 followers on Instagram was a
thing.
You've been killing around that time. Now you've been, bro. How long have you been in the industry?
It's my 8th year this year.
Hectic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And only took you 7 months to, get an award.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's so dope.
Yeah. I came in, not running. I came in.
Hey,
I came in hot. I came in hot when I entered. I came in fighting. Because I had the deadline. So I also had the issue of whatever I do now, I need to make sure that I do it as quick as possible, as hard as possible.
Yeah.
So that I can try be successful. Like, I really wanted to become successful overnightly.
Mm.
So that I can leave Cecil and focus on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are like, someone asked me Maloba, ne? And said, or I'm working in mining, and I want to do whatever you guys are doing. Like, he wants to be a podcaster, social media basically. What advice would you give someone no longer incorporate and unhappy and they want to pursue what they love?
Basically? Don't.
Why?
Hey, don't. Hey, it's difficult, this thing, guys.
Fair.
Hey, Aruna, fair. We make it look easy, but hey, it's not easy. So I always tell people that if you want to leave, it's fine, leave. Nobody should stop you. But Luana, take the responsibility and take accountability when you leave, to say that I'm going to make this work. And don't come guy excuses. Don't give industry excuses. Don't, like, you know, industry. No, you've got, if you leave whatever you're doing that's giving you an income, when you come here, you can't have excuses.
Mm-hmm.
You need to fight harder than everybody else. You need to work harder than everybody else. And you need to try to be better than everybody else, because you're fighting for a space that is also clustered, even though it's a big pie, but it's clustered. So you need to, when you do the thing, you need to be able to get your name out there quick enough so that you can start recuperating the chelita tsahao. Especially if you're black, because Ratseba Rana, we come from whatever backgrounds we come from, we don't have the privilege that other kids might have, where they can come and flaff around and play around for 7 years and then be like,
you know what?
After 7 years wasted, many of us blacks, we don't have that privilege. So ours, when we come and we start podcasting, must make sure it hits. Because they're only going to support you for 6 months. But the 7th month, they're going to start asking questions. Raymond, I'm on. Hey. So those, I think that's the advice I can give any person that's saying that they want to start this thing, is that if you do it, but don't have excuses.
Yeah,
okay. I get that.
And what made you start emceeing?
COVID.
You know.
COVID. Yeah. So when COVID was sort of phasing out, okay, I've always been emceeing, but it wasn't the main thing.
Yeah.
But the, my emceeing was more formal emceeing. Okay. Like you're speaking, emceeing and stuff like that. So got COVID, when it started phasing out and we started illegally partying and stuff like that, I would go with Likeza to his gigs.
Okay.
And then when he'd play, I would take the mic and play around. And then from there, people started noticing this thing. And then that's how I started emceeing. Because I only used to emcee exclusively with Likeza, not the other stuff. As I say, clapping and whatever. It would just be with Likeza. And then we'd go to gigs, rock together. And that's how we moved.
And did people like me say, compare, I thought you guys were twins at some point.
All the time.
Mm.
I still get called Likeza in places today.
Is it?
Yeah, I walk into the garage, people are like, ah, I'm sure of him. I'm like, hey, man, hey.
Little me. That's so crazy. Because at some point, I thought they were twins, eh? Because where I would see Likeza, I know her.
Exactly.
I would see Lolo and I background. I know if you're also.
But now, how do you like separate your guys' brands? Because obviously, at the end of the day, you guys aren't really like a solidified duo.
Fortunately for him, he became a star.
Mm-hmm.
And then his bookings went out the roof.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to separate much because it's just that he's booked there and then I'm booked here.
Mm.
And then wherever they want us together, we try and make it happen. We come together and then if we separate. So that's how it's just been happening or how we worked it out.
Your relationship with him is still solid. Like
100% is my bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, fair. I get that.
You thought something...
No. I don't see that happening. You
No.
I totally jarry, no?
Hey, what's happening?
King problem yali na kad.
I can see him, money. Jarry na mo na kena.
Hey,
no, kro jarry na personal me. No, na batu alongor I did fall off with. By alongor kuchumilel bona. And I know other people who started with other people, but they fall off. It's like influencers, you know?
Okay.
How many friends did you have?
And podcasters.
How many of them?
Show names are changing every season.
Hey, nah, you're talking. Zesima, where is that person? Don't tell me about that person.
but that's how life is.
But should it be like that?
It shouldn't. But it's all part of like growing. True. You know, we're at the age where we're trying to figure out what type of friends you want, what type of boyfriends, so on and so forth. So...
What type of boyfriend? Why did you? Hey, man, I didn't agree.
I just hate
boyfriend. Really no, wait. No, what the fuck?
For the sake of unity.
No, why?
I'm talking about like the people in your life. Like this is the age where like you start to identify with you. Okay, no, this
I don't
is what
like this.
Yeah,
I like.
Yeah, this is what I want in a person. This is what I don't want to be in a friendship, a relationship,
speaking
whatever.
Of a relationship. Are you in a relationship?
Mina? Yo. You don't understand. Like, I'm fully in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anybody who's more in a relationship than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a relationship.
That's so nice.
I am.
That's nice.
I am.
Married or?
Married, yes. Married.
How long?
Married in love. Married for about a year and some months now.
Cute.
Ooh. Nice.
Yeah. In love. I'm saying all of this because she's in studio.
Gorgeous.
And you're taking good care of her. That wig.
I'm not going to apply for it.
No, his wife.
Shows.
Shows the man.
Because if you look at Mac, Gimboni is all
yes.
I didn't say anything.
I followed this other guy on
Ngati. He was the first one to experience water crisis. I said, Ngati, we experience Ngati crisis. I can't even last year. I can't experience much. Like the first time it rained water, Mighty, as we're having a water problem. Mac was the first one to experience it. Mac, Marane. That's what Mac is. I'm shy.
Funny that you think I'm shy, but I'm very
sick.
I'm gonna be fired. Yeah, sorry, Mac. you know, when you live here, they're gonna pay.
You know, don't pay. I still want to raise.
Hey, maybe don't have
bonus. Don't make me.
Please, what? Like, mom, imagine feeling sorry for your own boss. Ah, it's my okay, like I can't clear.
And he was so chilled about it.
No, but you know what? He always says, to be fair, man, as a man, Udiang is monna. Like, once, as a man, there's a guy who, as a man, don't care about other things. Can he sell? If he can do woman, be a challenge, chief. Kishap.
Yeah, I know the Rachelet.
I'm going to spill it. I was just a guy.
No, the Rachelet, the Rumelem said, yeah. I had time on walk, who can go represent us.
Yeah. You like exactly heart, Hashem. Na ka jo bona ka nna he ke le botse nna ya ka tsela ke jo bona ka nalo bona ka msadi a
se mora ga
ke tsara ke fa msadi cut awwa a ke bo
wena o nga
no pro max
like why
like ke ke tsi pa chelete
dude what is your problem
like ka ke robetse o tsiya
phone
o bona ka ke robetse ne
but like
ka ke robetse ka botse spirit ne ka ke robetse wa tsiya phone wa ntsa tsha phone ne nga tsu o ka mpetsa nga tsu mara ntsa tsha wena Oh, I want session, you know. Inzane, man. And I was can't catch her.
But like, why are you such an army?
No, because Chelte Kakiaka, why you yawe?
Karina. But like, Karina.
Why?
Because you like me. Make your own. You want to take care of me. See, this is why we can't date. Because you don't want to take care of me. Why?
I can't.
You can't date.
No, we can't. We are friends.
Alu and our first story, we can't.
No.
Yo, believe in yourself, dog. Like, have a little bit of character within you.
Like, that would be so cringe. Imagine how they break up. Yeah, I don't know.
Be quick to say, we can't date. Like, as a guy.
No, because I have a beautiful woman at home.
Woohoo! Really beautiful woman, you need to have confidence. Like, don't be quick to say we can't date.
We can't date.
We can't. Shame.
Moto, you had the boyfriend Olympics, man. As a book in life, you must make sure you change friends, you change boyfriend.
Oh, change.
Don't cry in the bankala.
Is that your only fear?
That's the. Yeah, that one is top 10. It's anagogi.
What top 10?
Yeah, every day.
So zini.
Hey,
dude, I'm not that big of a red flag.
She's not that bad.
You guys are toxic. I quit.
I think you're an amazing human being for
high
all this
five,
worth.
Abutilol.
No, I didn't say you're a bad
guy. I keep pecha ka abutilol, ka butak.
Wala abutilol lo le chika S ka.
It's a proper name.
No, right. I was talking. In order to marinate.
Oh, he's feeling bad for her.
Yeah,
I can't.
But also, what are you doing right now, Abutilo, besides the costume?
Besides what?
No, never mind.
My question with those costumes, some of them are so tight, man.
And otoro bola ka dikunu, ba pega no tight.
But wait, which one is tight?
That flower one. It looked a bit like
ishingati. That one is huge. That one is humongous. I also don't know how we got that size right. That one is huge.
How am I really tight, John? What happened? Button. Like you want to do. You know, into the wrestling. Every time I got the whole like, so do you custom make them or what? So.
I got a career. Is it shopping here and there?
That's so dope. I can imagine you finding your like your costume. Yes. You know what?
Get it. Like costumes, how?
Like the clothes. You don't know his content.
No, I haven't really watched.
Like imagine like a.
It's got really so you haven't watched. Like, it was really got you're trying to make me feel better.
No, when I came across it, I was just sleeping. So I can't really remember. I was watching the one night open. I haven't come across it. Simple. So explain it to her, Yanda. I think you did.
Like a latex costume, maybe like a Spider-Man costume, for like example. So that's why I'm asking him.
You wear that? No, not as a bad, like y'all wear that on the show?
No, you do.
No, it's not a show. It's just video clips.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Superman's asking, ungena kanjani or miskin you want
but why sikhuluma isiNdebele manje
cause I'm Ndebele
yeah but why sikhuluma manje why sikhuluma like what is the need for you to talk like ukuthi like why like chase manje tarre why mele u
awangisikhulume nini khani
masiqedile masesikhamba
no but you see that's the problem
ngithi uzokhamba kuhle
umraro khona the issue is
that makes me pity
walo mphendu kwenoma kamkwane mkwane It's okay. Yo, hi.
Oh, so we can speak Benny, but other tribes, no. You guys are so tribalistic.
So how could, like, at home, they didn't, like, speak Benny?
No, I grew up in Secunda. So when I grew up having Indian and Kali friends.
Ooh.
Okay. So I was around. Kali.
Yay.
Exactly.
Yeah, like you know, come on, bro. I grew up with seeing my Indian friend and my Cali friend.
So I started hanging out with my black friends in high school.
Okay.
And that's when I started speaking more Venek. Okay. So even if you can have a full conversation with me in Venek now, so also good. Hey, I'm a glitch.
Okay. Oh,
yeah, and still today, there's still those glitches that I would love to fix, but here we are anyways. You know,
okay.
Yeah.
I think maybe I'll.
Are you grasping?
Ask him a costume. I'm a two piece.
Yeah. That one is my hot dog. That's one. That one is my favorite.
So is he like the sausage?
Yeah. So
woo!
No, it's like you see a beggar, a hot dog. Yeah, why your parents are so
okay.
So,
yeah,
and that is that one is the easiest to wear, eh?
Yeah, that one is
I tie it. Okay, I'm not free.
Yeah, sure. And it's the one that explains who I am basically perfectly. Like I'm a hot dog.
Oh wow!
Anyway, Abutilolo, thank you for coming. Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it.
I was still telling you what I was busy with. Thank you.
Yes,
Before my two piece, so I'm doing a one man show called Too Much on My Plate.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm doing it at Silver Star Casino on the 20th of March, and then I'll be going on tour around the country, so more dates are to come. So if anybody's interested, please look out on my social media pages. I'll let you know when I'm coming to your city. So please come to my shows.
And please buy the tickets.
Yeah, hey, there's nothing more painful than telling people that you are famous but you can't sell show tickets.
Hey.
So please
that's one.
Help me back up my hype and come to my shows.
Yeah,
please. I mean, after calling yourself African giant, you can't sell out in South Africa.
Yeah.
Ah, wow.
Who are you talking about, Burner Boy?
Yes. You got to have a big head with South Africans.
You must be humble until.
Yeah. Until. So we love you guys. Thank you so much for following
us. You made us.
Thank you so much for giving us your time. Thank you for making us. Thank you for being the reason we are alive and we have bread and butter. We love you so much from the bottom of our hearts.
Yes! Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate it. Anyway, guys, please do like, comment, share, and subscribe. Hope you enjoyed. See you guys next week. We love you. Mwah!
Oh shit. Wait.
What? I should
actually. Actually, you're the one who are supposed to breathe us. Is that? Yeah, I bet. Should we, from the tops?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go. Now, we're not cutting, guys.
What do you mean we're not? Oh, we're not. Say that to yourself.
No, we're not cutting. Can I get a pro spot, actually?
Hey, we're not here.
One. Emhlabeni ka Jehova. Subscribe a nina futhi nibabi if ubhekele channel for 10 minutes longer and awaka subscribe umubi dog that's why bakuchithela ngoba awuna commitment unama commitment issues subscribe lapho ngeke sizwe.